I thought it was important. And, you know, I thought we moved the puck around real well 4-on-3. And I thought at times this weekend on the power play, we did a pretty darn good job of moving the puck around, had some real good looks. And that's an area we have to continue to improve on, because the way the games are going, there's going to be so much special teams. So we have to make sure that we put more emphasis on our power play and our penalty killing in practice. But great shot by Shane Hanna. Real nice play by Mitch Rinke getting his first collegiate point. I thought gave him a nice pass in there. He can shoot it. And great shot. And obviously Cole Huggins is a good goaltender. You're going to have to beat him with a good shot or have a screen or whatnot. And I thought that gave us a little bit of life and hopefully some momentum. But as you know, Dirk, the penalties just kept on rolling.
They did. And we were down again. It was 4-on-4. And then a delayed call against Michigan Tech was happening. They were able to pull the netminder, get an extra attacker out there, and Knutson gets his second of the game.
Now Knutson with it, moved up by the Huskies. No whistle yet. Brinkley trying to get a handle on it. Delayed call still. And the Huskies are upset because they said they touched the puck. Back the other way. Knutson across the line, trying to go around the Husky defense. Does. Shot. Scores!
I sure thought it was close. I think it was Reed Sturrows was battling with one of the defensemen where the puck went back.
Well, he chased the puck up ice because there was a delayed penalty. We were playing 4-on-4, and it looked like Reed, you know, he touched it with his skate. Now they're going to say he didn't have control of it. He just touched it and whatnot. At the same time, he's being hooked, so there's a combination of a lot of things going on there. And they didn't call the hook. They come back down. We had a forward back on defense, and Knutson just sort of walked right around him. We didn't have a very good angle on him, and we didn't protect the middle of the ice. And he walked in and took that shot short side. And I can't tell you, it's a, you know, good shot, bad goal. I mean, you know, you go down like that and you expose the top of the net, and we did. And he didn't make any mistake, but, you know, tough goal. We score a goal to get right back in the game, and then a minute and I don't know what it is later. Shortly thereafter, we take another penalty. So we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot. We had no momentum, really, for a lot of part in the game because of the penalties.
Well, and then so they score on the extra attacker. Right. We still get the penalty. Score just seconds later to make it a 3-1 advantage for Minnesota State.
Back to the point now for the Mavericks. Working it side to side. Brinkley with a shot. Shot scores. Brinkley with the goal, and unless it was deflected in front, it did look like it was, hit somebody, and the Mavericks go up by two here with 5:17 remaining.
I think they actually changed the goal on that to Brinkley getting the assist, but it doesn't matter. It still went in. It looked like it was redirected in front of Winches.
Well, yeah, because of all the penalties, that put us on a 4-on-3 situation. So we had three players on the ice. They had four, and it opens up a lot of ice. You got a lot of ice to cover. We did an okay job initially, but then we got out of shooting lanes, and Brinkley was able to take a shot from the point. And it did. I think it went off one of our players high, and then went right through Winchie's five hole there. And you know, another tough goal to give up in that situation. We've had a couple of those where those long shots are finding their way to the net, and those are tough goals to give up. So now you give a goal 20 seconds apart, a couple power plays, you know, and we're on our heels in the ex-attacker goal. So, again, there's no 5-on-5, no flow to the game. You know, and what happens is you only get certain players either, you know, on your power play or killing penalties, and they get a lot of ice time, and other guys don't get any ice time. So your team really gets out of sync.
Well, that was the end of the scoring. No scoring in the second period. No scoring in the third period. Did you like our play a little bit better after that, Coach?
Or? Well, I did. I did. You know, and I thought we had a good push. You know, there's some key moments in the second period. Joel Lesperance, you know, walks in when our leading goal scorer returning from last year walks in. If you want to have a guy have a breakaway at that time of the game, you know, you probably pick Joel or Tyler Heinonen. So Joel walks in on a breakaway. You know, Huggins stops him, and then shortly thereafter, Tyler Heinonen walks in a breakaway and gets stopped. So our two leading returning goal scorers, guys who say, okay, you know, if we can, please let us have a breakaway of one of these two guys. They both get in. He denies it, and there's, you know, that's the difference. Senior goalie, he's got their all-time shutout, you know, lead, and, you know, was an all-WCHA player and everything. And I think you can see the difference in the net is, you know, where you've got that, you know, returning experience and is able to cover up your mistakes. And that's, I think, so key right now, is because it's a game of mistakes. We're going to make some mistakes, and we're to the point right now where it's a fine line. If we give up a goal, you know, it's really hard for us to get back in the game, especially against the couple teams we played. They both, I want to say, finished in the top 10 in the country in goals against last year, or close thereof. I know Duluth did for sure. I think Minnesota State was right there. So goals are hard to come by. And, you know, so when you get the opportunities, there's a couple things you want to do on the road. We always talk about discipline. You have to play discipline. You know you're going to kill a few penalties, but you have to keep play discipline and play 5-on-5. Number two is you have to get goaltending. You know, you have to get goaltending on the road because you're going to make some mistakes. They're going to create some opportunities. And then number three is you have to take advantage of your chances, because you're not probably going to get a lot of chances. And when you do, you know, you have to bear down and take advantage of them. So those are three areas that we have to improve on, and it will help our overall record, whether at home or on the road. But again, I want to emphasize the tough teams. But we did have some opportunities in that second period, and I thought we had a real good third period. I thought Huggins was the difference in the second and third period, from not allowing us to mount a comeback, because we did play better. We played with more energy. I thought we had them on the ropes. We just couldn't finish. And when you don't finish, you don't get any energy, like on your bench. I mean, there's just you don't score. It just seems like the energy gets zapped. You need something. It's just like, you know, in your fire. Have you ever been camping, Dirk?
I have, yes.
Have you ever had, like, a campfire?
I usually bring a flicker stick.
You need a flicker stick. You need some sense of that flicker to get that fire going. And when you get that fire going, baby, it goes. And right now, I mean, we don't have that flicker stick, so that fire isn't burning, and it's not igniting, and we need that. And that's how important it is when you get opportunities to score goals. It just ripples through your bench and gives you a lot of energy.
We only gave up four shots in that third period, but we were only able to manufacture seven shots each period in that first game. But like you said, we had some really good opportunities on some of those plays. 23-21 were the final shots, so very even up there. Power plays, we were 1-for-9 on the power play. They were 2-for-8 on the power play, and they had an extra attacker goal, which is goes down as a even strength goal. But everything was on special teams.
It was, and that's what you'll see the whole weekend. There was not one 5-on-5 goal. You know, and the only goal that was scored even strength was the 4-on-4 goal, and that just came off a miscue. You know, we had a block shot. They sent the puck up the ice and get a semi breakaway. So it's not like we're having all these huge breakdowns. The areas that obviously you don't have to be a coach or anything you can see are the special teams, and that's an area that we're going to have to spend a lot of time on, because we're losing those special teams battles right now, and that's costing us games.
Could hear the road work outside today. Really
earthquake. It's shaking. I thought that maybe the fans were trying to get in here and want to get a piece of me or something this morning, Dirk.
But, final saves, 20 for Winches. Huggins had 20 saves also. 3-1 the final in that game on Friday night. We'll go to Saturday's game in just a moment and talk about that. And we will be taking your calls later on in the show. Start getting those questions in. We have a few. You still have time. Get them in now, though, if you can. DJ@themix93.com. It's DJ@themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues right after this.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Save your bucks at Bucko's during their Oktoberfest sale. All six packs of bottled beer are on sale. All Coke and Pepsi 2-liter products, only 2 for $3. Keep things cool. Nice ice prices, 4 bags, $5. All 7-Up 20 ounces, 90 cents. All Pepsi products, 12-pack cans, 2 for $9. 32-ounce Powerades, 10 for $10. All Gatorade drinks on sale. Food department, Bucko's has a full line of jerky products, along with all your favorite snacks. Bucko's, your DNR headquarters of the North, reminds everyone to get your hunting license now. All sales do not include taxes or deposit.
This is Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. If something were to happen to you today, would your family be left with a financial burden to cover your debts and final expenses? Would they be able to maintain their same lifestyle without you? No matter your age and situation, there is an auto owner's life insurance policy to meet your unique needs, and an auto owner's life policy is likely more affordable than you think. Stop in at the Turvo Agency in Hancock and see how a life insurance policy from auto owners can provide the protection your family needs and deserves. Think life.
Coke Zero goes with things like this.